can come together and exalt and praise you with our mouths, knowing that as our praise goes out and goes up into the heavenlies, Lord, that it's a sweet smelling fragrance to you. So we just thank you for that. We thank you for this morning that as the word goes out, that it does not return void, but that your word accomplishes all that you have for it to accomplish. That in this place, Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will be exalted and glorified and magnified. And Father, may all the praise and honor and glory go to you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, it's good to be back, folks. Really is. Feels like, you know, we just missed out one weekend and it feels like we've been away forever. But I know a lot of you also missed out on one weekend, last weekend. Am I right? Yeah. So we're all catching long weekends, holidays. It's a wonderful time that we can just get together with family, friends, you know, over the Easter period. Real privilege to be able to do that. I want to get straight into what I want to share this morning. You might remember that last time I shared, which was 2 weeks ago, I actually gave us, yeah, that's good. I gave us, it was a mini Bible study, and I entitled that message, Why We Should Praise Him. Why We Should Praise Him. Folks, go and listen to that. It's on our website. Go and listen to that. And remind ourselves there's very, very good reasons why we should praise Him. And I did mention too that praise, thanksgiving, and worship, all three of those, when we have a look at the Word of God, all three of those are quite closely related. But we need to be able to know what the difference is between them. Do you remember, praise has to come out of the mouth. We can't praise with our mouth closed. And we looked at those scriptures. Most of us, well, hopefully all of us, do spend time with the Lord. And we often use the word acts. How many of you have heard the word acts? That we use to assist us when we come into God's presence. When we want to spend time with Him, when we want to spend quality time, we take the word acts, A-C-T-S. And A is for adoration. So when we come into God's presence, we adore Him, we glorify Him, we magnify Him, we exalt Him, we lift up His name in praise, worship. That is part of the adoration. Then, that's the A. The C stands for confession. And it's important, folks. God knows all the things that we have done wrong, right? But He wants us to tell Him. It's as simple as that. He wants us to tell Him. We all mess up from time to time. But He wants us to tell Him. So we come in, and that's what confession is. Asking God to forgive us of our sins and talking to Him about those things. Like I say, He knows what they are, but He wants us to tell Him. And why do we do that? We ask Him to forgive us our sins so that we stand totally cleansed before Him. That there is absolutely nothing that separates us from Him when we come into His presence to spend time with Him. Amen. So that is the C in Acts, which is confession. The T is thanksgiving. Well, I'm going to be speaking about that today, so let me not spend too much time there. And the last one, Acts, A-C-T-S, is supplication. Now that word supplication, basically a prayer of supplication, is that we come to God and we ask Him for things. God wants us to ask Him for things. Oh, I can't ask God. Yes, you can. You can ask God. All right. He wants us to ask Him for things. In fact, the Bible says that we have not because we ask not. So He wants us to ask Him for things. So today, I want to spend a little bit of time in speaking about what the Bible says about thanksgiving. Now, again, today we're going to have a little Bible study. Is that okay? It's good that we have Bible studies from time to time. So we're going to have a look at the letter T in the word acts, thanksgiving. And I've entitled today's message, Why It Is So Important to Give Thanks. Why it is so important to give thanks. And I hope that we're going to tune our ears into this because, folks, there's incredible blessings in us being a grateful people. So let me start off with a question this morning. Are you grateful? Are you thankful? Or are you one of those people that actually take things for granted? We just accept things and we don't give him thanks and we don't praise him and, you know, we just carry on. Because if you're one of those people, let me tell you something, it will result in you, if you're not giving thanks to him, it will result in you becoming a bit of a whinger. You know what a whinger is? A moaner, a groaner. We start to whinge and groan and moan, never choosing to live with an attitude of gratitude. And as believers, we need to be living out our lives with an attitude of gratitude. And I know that there's so much that we can be moaning about, that we can groan about and be upset about, especially when you look at the state of our nation. We look at it and we see the looting and the plundering and the corruption and all of these things. But folks, we need to get past that. We know what's happening. And I'm speaking to me. And I'm speaking to all of you, but I'm speaking to me as well. How many of us find it difficult not to kind of get involved in those conversations? It's so easy, right? So the path of least resistance is looking at the negative situation, the negative that's going on around us, and we start to whinge and moan and grumble and all of those things, instead of looking out there, finding things that are positive, finding things that are positive around you, and giving thanks. Let me tell you, there is so much, especially for believers, there is so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, it says, rejoice always. How often?
Always.
Remind yourself of that. How often must you rejoice? Every now and again? From time to time? Always. He's telling us, rejoice always. The next verse says, pray without ceasing. That means, okay, how long is that? Don't stop. Folks, we make prayer complicated. You know, it's very good that we have a quiet time and we spend time in, you know, praying and all of those things. But it is all about, Christianity is not religion. Religion needs to be buried somewhere, okay? Because a lot of religion is man-made doctrines and things that are passed down from generation to generation. Christianity is about having a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Relationship. And that means that I can speak to the Lord and I can expect Him, you know, to speak to me and that I'm able to hear Him when He speaks to me. And we can continue doing that non-stop. And that is what prayer is. That's part of prayer, where we're talking to the Lord. And the Lord speaking to us. So we can do it always. Without ceasing. The next verse says this. This is an important one. And I'm going to take a bit of time speaking about the next verse. Verse 18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, give thanks in the circumstance. It doesn't say there, just read it in your Bible, it doesn't say give thanks for the circumstance. Too many Christians, because we get all religious and we don't read the Word and we don't study the Word, we don't meditate on the Word, we start to take Scripture out of context. And then that becomes our reality, our truth. And then we start to take a scripture like that. Let me read it again. It says, give thanks. It says in all circumstances, but we start to read it as we give thanks for all circumstances. Folks, this is scary stuff. I hear people starting to give thanks to God for horrendous things that have happened in their lives. Terrible things. That had happened in, oh God, and we get all religious about it. And we start to give Him thanks for these things. Oh God, I thank you for the cancer. You know, it's got like a little ring to it as well. That you have placed on me, okay? I know, God, that you want to teach me something. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Folks, this is unscriptural. We shouldn't be doing this. First of all, it's not God that put it on you. The Bible says that we have an enemy who comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. And the other thing is we start to blame God. We start to say thank you to Him for something He didn't do. I'm just saying. Are we okay? Right? We start to blame God for these things He didn't do. Oh, thank you, God, for keeping me so poor so that I can experience this incredible poverty that I'm going through right now. Lord, I know you're doing it to make me humble. The Bible says, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. If we start to take this incorrectly, this is us, or God, actually going against what His name, who His name says He is. He is Jehovah Jireh. He said He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Folks, we serve a God that wants to bless us. He wants to pour His favor out upon us. He wants us to live and experience the abundant life that Jesus purchased for us at Calvary at a very, very high cost. He shed blood, right? He wants us to experience this. Does that mean if we live in the abundant life that we're not going to have any trials and tribulations? Of course not. In fact, the Word even says that at times, God will test us in terms of our faithfulness, right? But He doesn't test us with bad things. He wants to see that we are a faithful people. But we have an enemy out there and we need to be mindful of him. So we need to continually give thanks to this awesome God, this incredible God that we love and that we choose to serve. Let's enjoy our Christianity, folks. Let's not make our Christianity, you know, so rigid and so rules and regulations and so on. Let's get into the Word of God, see what the Word of God says, and start to apply it in the right context. And I'm telling you, who the Son sets free is free indeed. We're going to experience incredible freedom in our lives while we're here on planet Earth. So there's so much for us to be thankful for and grateful for. Amen. So as believers, we need to know that us being grateful, this thing of gratitude, it actually opens up something on the inside of our lives, where God the Holy Spirit can then start to move in us and He can start to work in us and through us and change us. It starts off with being grateful and thankful. And folks, I want to say this as well, that this gratitude and being thankful is 24/7. It's not when things are just going well. Oh, I'm so thankful to the Lord, you know, and we hear, that's wonderful. But when things are not going so well, He says that scripture, we need to be thankful in all circumstances, wherever we are. Not for the circumstance, but while we're going through it, let's be thankful and be mindful of Him. Amen. So it's 24/7, not just when we feel like it. It's all the time. Here's a question. Be honest with yourself. Do you have an attitude of gratitude towards God? Continually thinking about Him and being grateful. Do you have an attitude of just continually giving Him thanks? Just so grateful, thankful, okay? It starts off with us making a decision. Because I'm telling you, it's not going to just happen. We have to choose, make a decision to choose to start being grateful and to start being mindful of the amazing things around us. And start to choose to be thankful. Because when we start, something else happens, which I'll speak about right now. There's a shifting that takes place on the inside of us if we are a grateful people. You know, even when we worship God, and I want to give us a scripture here. When we worship God, it should be from a heart of thanksgiving. It says in Psalm, I want to read Psalm 100. Starting from verse 1, it says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. So who do we make a joyful noise to? The Lord. He said, we must make a joyful noise to Him. My joyful noise might sound like an out-of-tune squeak to you, but I know that the Lord enjoys my joyful noise. Okay? And you'll enjoy yours as well. Don't worry about the person next to you that reckons that you can't sing in tune or, you know, you're doing it wrong. Just make a joyful noise. The next verse says, serve the Lord with gladness. Right? How? How do we serve Him? With gladness. That's what it says right there. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us. God made you. He made me. We belong to Him. And He's telling us how to approach Him. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us. And we are His. We are His people. And the sheep of His pasture. Now it gets exciting. It says, tells us how to do it. You want to know how to do it? Well, He tells us now in verse 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. We enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. From generation to generation to generation, God is good. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's going to always remain good. He doesn't change. Let me say this, and I think this is important. Unless you have a heart that is thankful, unless I have a heart that is thankful, you and I cannot really praise God. We cannot really worship Him. Because this is what the Scripture says. So before we really can do this, there must be this attitude of gratitude, and we need to be mindful and continually give Him thanks and be grateful for all He's done. Grateful in your life for what He's already done. Grateful right now for what God is busy doing in your life and my life. And incredibly grateful for the future while we are here on planet Earth and the amazing eternity, being grateful for that, the eternity that you and I are going to be moving into one day as believers in Jesus. So let's just be grateful, folks. This is what He's telling us to be. Thankful. So once we are thankful, right? Then, it's only then that we can truly praise Him. The step it says there, enter His gates as we come into, what is the gate there? Gates there to keep things out and keep things in. So when we come in, as we go, as we enter in, as we spend time with Him, we enter His gates with thanksgiving. That's an attitude of our heart. And then into His courts with praise. So if we live with this attitude of gratitude, and we really do live with an attitude of gratitude, you know what it does? It changes our perspective. There's a perspective change. Now, the question is, what is a perspective? Perspective is when you start to see things differently. Right? When we were away right now, it was quite interesting. We had two perspectives because we stayed in this hotel, and we were on the second floor, and we could look out and we could see, you know, couldn't see quite see the beach, but we could see the sea and, you know, kind of what was going on. And of course, then there was a flood and our room got flooded and the carpets really started stinking. So we said, hey man, we're not going to stay in this place anymore. So we contacted them, and then they put us onto the fifth floor. A totally different perspective. We could now see the beach. We could see things from a different angle. And folks, this is what Thanksgiving does. It gives us a different perspective on how we see things. It reminds me of the story. Here's a story about the two types of perspective. A little boy, let's call him Johnny. Shame, Johnny always gets it, eh? We always pick on old Johnny. But little Johnny, you know, he's at school and it's the end of the term and he gets his report card. So he gets his report card and he checks it out. And it's F. I don't know how many subjects he did, but he got F for every single subject. So now he goes to his dad and he says, well, Dad, you know, here's my report card, you know. So the dad checks this out. He sees all these F all the way through there. And he says, you know, he's angry. He's not a happy camper, the dad. You know what it's like, eh? I'm sure your kid's done this as well. "What do you have to say about this, Johnny?" he says to his little boy. And Johnny replied, he says, "You know what, Dad? You could be proud of me." "I could be proud of you? What do you mean I could be proud of you? You bring home a report card like this with straight F's for every single subject?" And Johnny answered him and he said, "Yes, Dad, but one thing is for sure. You can see I didn't cheat." These are just different perspectives on the same thing, all right? It's all about perspective. But folks, what the Word says, when we start to thank Him, our perspective on life changes. We see things differently. Our attitude of being thankful must not change with our circumstances. Like I said just now, don't think that, you know, only while things are going well that we're thankful. We're thankful in the circumstances, right? Not for them, in them, continually. And we, as believers, we need to continue just to be thankful. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. That's what it says. The Bible tells us. So, that was my introduction. I said it's going to be a bit of a Bible study. Let's have a look at Scripture this morning and see what the Bible actually says about being thankful. All right. Psalm 50 verse 23. It says, "The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me." Folks, when we start to, even when we're going through difficult times, then it's difficult. That's when it's a sacrifice. Okay? And we still start to give him thanks. God says, his word says that we start to glorify him. Isn't that in itself a good enough reason to give him thanks? Huh? We are glorifying him. Philippians 4 verse 6. "Do not be anxious about anything." I know I've said this probably 100 times since we've been here. You know what I'm going to say now. "Do not be anxious about anything." Is that a suggestion? It's not a suggestion. God doesn't want his children to be full of anxiety and continually living in anxiety. He's instructing us right there. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer," so we come to God, we in prayer, "and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God." So this scripture is saying right here that when we go to God and we ask God for something, when we ask God, we come to Him, but our heart, our attitude has to be an attitude of thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Specifically there, he could have left it out. "But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God." Folks, we need to make sure we have this attitude of gratitude. Huh? When we ask, in other words, when we're asking God for something, and he wants us to ask him for things, let's just check our hearts first. Are we grateful? He wants us to be grateful. Psalm 106 verse 1, it says, "Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord." Why? For he's good. For he's good. "And his steadfast love endures forever." So we should give thanks to God just because he's good. He's a good God. We serve a good God. And he says we must. Give him thanks. Why? Because he's good. Psalm 107 verse 8, it says, "Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love and for his wondrous works to the children of man." His wondrous works. How is he towards us? Okay? His love. We need to thank him that he loves us so much. His grace, that undeserved, unmerited favor. He wants us to thank him for that. That he is a God of grace. Mercy. What is mercy? Compassion. That God has such compassion on each and every single one of us. So we should give thanks to God because of his incredible love for us and because his love doesn't change. Have you ever thought about this? Now I have. Could you imagine waking up tomorrow and you have a real understanding and a revelation that God no longer loves you? You're not loved by God anymore. Could you imagine that? He says that we must give him thanks because of this love that he has for us. Psalm 145, verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. So we can actually be those that now give thanks to the Lord because He's always near, folks. The Bible says that He is closer to us than a brother. The Bible says that we have God, the Holy Spirit, living on the inside of us. It is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of us. Okay? And He also said that He will never leave you or forsake you. That close relationship. He says to us, that, you know, say thanks to me for that. Let's be thankful for that, that close relationship that we have. Psalm 118, verse 21. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. So we can give thanks to God because He is a prayer-answering God. If we have that relationship that we were speaking about early on, if we have that relationship with Him, He answers our prayers. He hears our prayers. You know, sometimes He answers our prayers, right? But it's not the way we wanted our prayer to be answered. How many of us have noticed that? Okay. Sometimes you think, oh Lord, you know, you could have answered this one differently. But He knows what's coming and He knows what's good for us. Remember that God is preparing you and me for eternity. Do you know that? You've been prepared for eternity. So we need to get as many rewards here while we're on planet Earth so that we are well ready for the eternity that we are going to be moving into. And then it says there that we must thank Him for our salvation. When last did you say thank you to God that you are born again? You're saved. You're a child of God. Psalm 119, verse 61. At midnight I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules. So we need to praise Him because of His righteous rules. Give Him thanks because of His righteous rules. The question is, what are His righteous rules? It's the Word of God. His rules. Okay? They're all documented there. It's the Word of God. And folks, we need to continually thank Him for the Word of God. That we can read the Word of God. Because God's Word, I mean, as we get into it, that it shows us how you and I should be living out our lives. It tells us how we should be doing that. Could you imagine? Have you ever thought about being where we are right now, not having the Word? He says, thank Him for that. Are we okay? All right. I've still got lots more. Remember, today's a Bible study. Hebrews 12:28, it says, therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. The Word of God says that we should be thankful, we should be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. What is this kingdom He's talking about? I want to tell you what it is. It is your eternal home if you are a believer in Jesus. He's saying to us, be thankful. Be thankful for your eternal home, the one that He's prepared for us. Folks, we're going to spend eternity in the presence of Almighty God. And He's saying to us right there, say thanks for the wonderful eternity, the place that I've prepared for you. Amen? Let's give Him thanks for that as well. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gift. Now, it just stops there. You read that. We have to give Him thanks for His inexpressible gift. But what is His inexpressible gift? Eh? You know what it is? For sending His Son, His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who died on that cross for you and me, so that we could be set free. The Word says that we should say thank you to God for sending Jesus to us. Right? You know, I remember reading in the Bible, and you see these things in Proverbs, and I couldn't remember where the actual scripture is, but you know that the Word says that we should be thankful for our sight, be grateful and thankful for the ability to be able to see and to hear. Let's bear these things in mind, folks. You know, we're really blessed being able to see. So let's continue to give Him thanks. You know, some people truly live out this life as if there's absolutely nothing to be grateful for. It says in Deuteronomy 8 verse 10, it says, "And you shall eat and be full." What does that imply? Right. You'll be satisfied. It implies, you know, that you're going to have enough money, you know, to be able to eat and be full. Food costs money, am I right? "And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God." Bless Him, in other words, we praise Him, we thank Him, for the good land He has given you. How many of us have a property? Right? It comes from the Lord, folks. Right? The place where we live. He's blessed us. In other words, what the Scripture is saying, that we need to be thankful for the prosperity that God has given to us, whether it is huge or not huge. Whatever we have, let's be thankful for it. So what He's saying to us? Be thankful for this thing. Do you know there's also a Scripture, and as I was preparing this, I was away, okay. Oh, there, how's that, guys? There I am, trying to scrape sea sand out of my ears and preparing a Sunday morning message. Isn't that cool? Thank you, there. No, I'm only joking. Although I had to prepare while I was away, yeah. But there's a Scripture that says that God, now listen to this, it is God that gives you and me the ability to enjoy our wealth, our prosperity, whatever He's given to us. He's given you the ability, whatever, you're a believer, He's given you the ability to enjoy what He has given you. Folks, there are people that have millions and billions and trillions that are suicidal, that are jumping off buildings, that are doing all types of things. They have it all. They have all the money, right? But do not have the ability to enjoy it. So I'm saying, as a believer, okay, the Word of God says that it is God Himself that gives you the ability to enjoy it. So enjoy it. Enjoy what is given to you. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 12 it says, "I thank Him who has given me strength, Jesus Christ our Lord, because He judged me faithful, appointing me to His service." Now, this word, this is very interesting. He says, "I thank Him." We need to thank Him for being appointed to His service. In other words, we give Him thanks for the privilege of being able to minister the truth of the gospel of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to people in this lost and dying world. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks for choosing you, for giving you that privilege. He's given you that privilege to go out there and minister. All of us, if you're a believer, all of us should be ministering at every opportunity, should be sharing the Word. But the Word here says that we should say thank you for the privilege of being able to minister. Psalm 92 verse 1, it says, "It's good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name." And one of the ways that we give Him thanks, right? We just praise Him. Praise Him. Sing praises. And you remember, like we said last time, praise comes out of your mouth. Start to praise Him. Luke 17:15. Are we okay? I don't want to put you to sleep with the Word, eh? Okay, I'm nearly done. Another hour and a half of this and we'll... Sorry? Yeah. Fortunately, you know, these windows are closed. Remember the dude that fell out the window and... But Paul preached him to death, but then resurrected him. He prayed for him. That's what the Word says. Luke 17:15. "Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving Him thanks." Now, he was a Samaritan. Folks, we give thanks for healing, right? God is a healing God. Jesus is the great physician. When you are ill, right? The Bible says, "Come to the elders, and we will anoint you with oil. We'll pray for you, and we trust that you'll be set free, you'll be healed." The Bible says that believers will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. This is, and God is saying to us, we need to give Him thanks for this, for our healing, right? 1 Corinthians 15:57. "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory Well, it just stops there, you know, through our Lord Jesus Christ. But what is the victory that we need to be thankful for? Folks, this is the victory. If you are a believer, you have victory. I have victory over sin. That's the first one, right? We have victory over sin and over death. We have victory over death. Oh, death, where is your sting? As believers, there's no more sting in death. Man, you know, there will be obviously sad times if, you know, when we pass away or other people around us pass away. But if we believe what the Bible says, we go from here into glory, into His presence of the mighty God. Death, there's no more sting. There's a lot of sting in death for unbelievers. Okay? A lot of sting in death for unbelievers because they will not be exposed to the presence of Almighty God in a real place called heaven. And folks, also we've been given authority. We need to operate in authority when it comes to laying hands on the sick. Okay? Let's go out there and just do what the Word of God says. But at the same time, the Word of God says we must give thanks to Him for healing. Amen. All right, I don't know. Let me just go through, I'm just going to go through a few more very, very quickly. Like I said, today is a Bible study. Okay, Claudia, Bible study. Just quickly. We need to give thanks, the Bible says in Psalm 136, for creation, for the creation of the universe. In other words, when we look out and we have a look at the sun and the moon and the stars, the Bible says we should give Him thanks. In Psalm 139, it says we should give Him thanks for creating mankind. In other words, making people, making you and I, making people in His image so that He could have fellowship with Him. In Colossians 1 verse 2, we should be thankful for deliverance and salvation. Deliverance, where we are set free, who the Son sets free is free indeed. We need to thank Him for our freedom and also for our salvation, knowing that our eternity is secure. And then Isaiah 25:1, for His wondrous works, all the things that He's created. In Psalm 104, for His gracious provision, He is the one that has provided everything for us. We see in Psalm 103, for His grace and mercy. What is His grace? That undeserved favor. We need to thank Him for His grace. That mercy, which is His compassion. Thank Him that He's a compassionate God. James 1, verse 1, says that we should thank Him for the blessings and the joy of fellowship. Having a family. We're all part of this family. We thank Him for that. In Revelation, in Psalm 119 and Psalm 19, that His revelations to us through creation. We thank Him for that. And also for His wondrous works in the lives of other people. When you see what God is doing in the lives of other people, we give Him thanks for that as well. You can see that in Psalm 107 and 1 Thessalonians 1 as well. In closing, and you're going, sure. I have to talk fast, man. Okay, should I give you the other 40 pointers? Here's a question. What is your GQ? What is your GQ? I'm not asking you what your IQ is. I'm not asking you what your intelligent quotient is. What is your GQ? What is your gratitude quotient? Right? Folks, are you thankful? Are you thankful today? Right? Are you thankful in the midst of some of the difficulties you might be going through at the moment? Are you still thankful? Right? Well, let me say, you can be and you should be. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we know that this is the God that we serve will bring us through to victory. Are you practicing the very first verse that I mentioned this morning? I think it was the first one, was 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, right? For this is the will of God. Are we giving thanks in all circumstances? Not for all circumstances, in all circumstances. I reckon that it calls for a decision. We have to make a decision. This is not going to just happen. And this is between you and the Lord. You know, we can either carry on and, you know, not be thankful and, like I said, we become whingers and moaners and groaners, or we can make a decision this morning and choose to be thankful. for him. And that being thankful, remember, is 24/7. Right? It's not thankful when we feel like it. Right? We make a decision, we choose this. And when we do, when we start to be thankful, you will see our perspective on life will change, as we saw in the Word this morning. We will start to become an upbeat people, a positive people. Why? Because we serve an awesome God. Amen. Amen. So maybe you just close your eyes. Let's just close our eyes. I really believe this is a time that we can just take a minute to speak to God about this very thing in your life. How are you when it comes to this thing of being grateful? And if you feel that you are not grateful enough, just ask God, say, Lord, won't you assist me, help me with this, that I become more mindful of you, so that my perspective will change. Just ask him, and he wants to bless us with this, folks.